This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, sorry. I had some technical difficulties getting connected. So, welcome to the Developers Forum. We had last week talked about we had a work in progress update from Ampath. Any comments, questions, feedback about last week's conversation? Okay. So today we were going to talk about what OpenRS supports and does not support and how we can communicate that more effectively, and then discuss the Reference Application 2.3 release, where we stand on that. So I know, Ada, I think you suggested today's topic on communicating what is supported. Do you want to, I mean, is there more to that you'd like to make sure we answer today?
Sure. Yeah. So I hear different versions, like from different people saying that OpenRS doesn't support any legacy or anything before the Rev app. I just wonder if you guys can maybe provide like a better answer direction that what you guys plan moving forward, what to support and what not to support, especially some of the existing tickets that is before the Rev app. And so I think it's just better for implementations how to plan if those are what they need.
Okay, so you're wondering about what happens to tickets and for say the legacy UI.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, I think we have a general convention of saying we will support three versions of OpenMRS. When we created that convention, we were, there was just kind of one OpenMRS. We didn't have the split between the platform and a reference application. But I think we've continued to try to stick to that approach, which basically means that when we're releasing a new version, so I think that would apply independently to the platform versus the reference application. So the platform is kind of the core API and the web services, and that is currently at version 1.11. So by that, according to our convention, we would be supporting 1.11, 1.10, and 1.9. When we release 2.0, which is slated, we're trying to get out by the end of this year, that would mean that it's 2.0, 1.11, and 1.10, which would mean the end of life support for 1.9. So, and then for the reference application, we are releasing 2.3, so that would mean 2.3, 2.2 and 2.1 would be supported. So support, does that, is anybody either not understand, I mean, we can talk about specifically what support is, but in terms of just version numbers, does that make sense? Are people in general agreement with what I just said?
I would say maybe I disagree about the reference application in that we don't really support past versions of it as such, at least in the sense that we have never, like we've never released like 2.0.1 or something, nor do we necessarily have a particularly easy mechanism for doing it. Rather, since the reference application is made up of modules, if there's a bug in 2.0, modules get fixed, but we don't, I mean, I suppose if there are some, like, basically, I don't think we support more than the most recent one in any meaningful way.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's... I'm just trying to think if, you know, if there was a change to some of the content, like the demo data or something, but the truth is, you know, you're right that we don't really release maintenance versions for the reference application. So, so you're saying for the distribution, we're not really, yeah, but don't you think, I mean, if, yeah.
I mean, so I guess like if we found some showstopper security bug in 2.0, I think what we would do is make sure that the, you know, whatever module that bug was in has the bug fixed. But I don't think we would go back.
What if that bug was in the platform though? Would we just continue to just...
So if it were in the platform, then I guess we could release a sort of fixed version, then I guess we could do a maintenance release with purely the platform upgraded and everything else the same.
So wouldn't it be fair to say that we would want to do that for the last three versions of the reference application, but in general, maintenance fixes are done within the modules, and it, you know, the need for maintenance releases of the reference application are few and far.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, basically we would only, I think, bother to go back if there was some big security issue.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so I think that then the notion of what does support mean is, you know, are we going and you know, backporting bug fixes or making maintenance releases for that version? So yeah, basically if there's a, say, a version that's three, you know, more than three versions ago of something that the community is trying to support, if there was a bug, it would be up to implementations or whoever's using that to put the energy into getting those, you know, a bug fix applied. It's not that we won't apply, you know, that it's not, I don't think we would say nobody can apply a bug fix to older versions. I think it's just a matter of where are we spending our our time and resources. Now, something that will I think something else that we need to think about is, well, what about community supported modules? So there's all these modules in the distribution. So example, like HTML form entry or the reporting module or you know, serialization module or web services. Do we feel like we should take the same approach there? If there are bug fixes, are we backporting those to previous versions? My guess is we don't consistently do that.
I don't, as far as I know, no modules have past release lines.
Yeah.
When bugs get fixed, then eventually a new version of that module is released.
Yeah, so so modules tend to best practice would be to have release lines especially if you're doing major releases of them, but I think in the real world there's not real examples of that. So so I think when it comes to modules, saying that we community supported modules, we do try to apply bug fixes for, but if you're on a older version, the way to get those bug fixes is basically to upgrade. And if you're on a previous minor version or even a major version, really it's upgrade to the latest. And don't expect maintenance releases. I think that follows with other communities. I mean, if you look at, you know, plugins and Atlassian tools, it's not like you have a choice of, are you going to upgrade to version, you know, from 3.1 to 3.2, or are you going to go to version 4? Really, you just get the latest. So, all right. So, I think that, you know, that I think makes fairly explicit, you know, we are committing to three versions of the platform. When it comes to the distribution, the reference application, we generally aren't making maintenance fixes to that because they're happening in the modules. But if it were a security issue or something where we had a version out there that people could download, and it had a major bug in it, we'd probably do a maintenance release of that. The modules are generally, any changes are done in the latest version. I think 1.2 Ada's question about the legacy UI, we are trying to pull that out into a module. And that was, we had a Google Summer of Code project on that. And are hoping to get that done as part of the 2.0 release of the platform. So when the platform 2.0 comes out, the idea is that it truly is just an engine with REST web services and not a full, you know, medical record system UI. You'll be able to put the module in to get the legacy UI. So that being said, I would assume the legacy UI still would be a community supported module. I mean, our, in terms of priorities and efforts, are going to probably focus on trying to build new functionality and improve the stuff that is built in newer UIs. So, I guess I guess there is a question of, well, what do we do? What do we want to commit to, or what can we say to someone like Ada, who's, working with an implementation, heavily dependent on the legacy UI, in terms of what are we supporting with that? How do folks feel we should address that?
I think a question perhaps also is, and maybe Ada can speak to this a little bit, is what's the sorts of things that you're thinking about when you think of support? Is it things like, oh, we found a bug in, I don't know, saving complex obs from this page? Or is it more like we've, there's some missing feature that we would expect to get built in.
Yeah, I think maybe I can give like a couple example. So in 1.9, as you know, that it has a lot more new tables when compared to 1.8. So when you look at that, there's a lot of like just look at the managed provider, because now we have like an entire provider table now, a new provider table. So from that on the UI, it's a little bit different workflow that from what we've been using before and prior to 1.9. So now that in the past we used the managed users and then add users with different privilege and roles, and then to define those are like different types of providers. But now it's no longer true in 1.9. So we need to go through a different step in from moving forward when we create new providers. We need to go through the managed provider link in order to do it. So it does not really make sense for most of those implementation have been, moving forward. It would make more sense, let's say, that to add these features under on users, because for us, when we create our users, we need to we first create the users before we can even provide the create provider. And I think we have like a topic on the OpenMRS talk that we talk about. The reasoning why you guys designed that way, because not everyone have like a user account and for like quick implementation for whatever reason, just like Ebola project, things like that. We understand that flexibility, but also it become quite difficult for implementation have been using for a long time and change the workflow and not really having the validations with, grabbing the system ID and as the provider ID through the new provider functions, and it creates a lot of confusions for people like us, especially in terms of like training for our people moving forward. It creates a lot of confusions. The IDs don't match up and creates a lot of data problem for us. So things like that is really, really, it seems small, but it creates a lot of extra efforts for us even to fix those issues. Does it help, Darius?
Well, it definitely helps to understand what sorts of things you're thinking about. I mean, it's an interesting question, I guess, because at some level, that, I mean, so your that comment makes perfect sense that you have thought about sort of providers and users being sort of linked. And the sort of technically the distinction there where providers and users are different was something that sort of happened in the era of 1.9 and doesn't actually have anything to do with the legacy UI as such. I mean, people who've been using 1.9 have been using that or in that scenario for a long time. In fact, in the reference application admin tools, I think there's been some work. There was a Summer of Code project on a sort of manage account page that does unify them again. But so I guess maybe your question would be how to come up with, how to have a better workflow for managing, in your case, basically managing users, managing provider accounts as attached to the users, say, presuming that Ampath would say that they're never going to create provider accounts that don't have a user behind them. And how, how to make that happen. And I think I would say, so probably we would, probably if you brought that up as like, we would like to change the way this page works, I do think that the, people would get, or sort of developers who are full sort of wearing OpenMRS hats would probably say, well, we're not changing that in the legacy UI at this point. We'd want to focus on having a sort of on a newer manage accounts page in the new UI. I think it that probably is, I mean, that said, I'm not sure that even if like if you were to go back 3 years or whenever it was that 1.9 was released, if you made the same comment, I don't think that the answer people would give would necessarily be, oh, well, we'll change it that way. I mean, maybe there would be, oh, yeah, do need a manage account, sort of manage users and providers together in the UI. That's fair. So I guess I would say, that said, the things that would need to be done to design what how you'd want the new behavior to be, and someone to write that code, I think maybe the only, and so today we wouldn't have, I think, like Wycliffe or Daniel or Raphael wouldn't be thinking of this as, oh, the next thing that we should point, say like the group of students who say prospective contributors coming and saying they want to work on something. However, it's still sort of, if there was an Ampath developer who was asking, hey, how should I address this and like make the workflow better, and bringing that to a design call, I would think that we would still discuss that on a design call. Like anything that sort of people want to do with the system, they can still do to some extent.
Yeah, I think we can have one of the developers to help with that, and then we can. Yeah, I just thought because we were under the impression that no, we're not doing that, and so we feel a little bit not sure how to proceed. I think after listening to you, I think it makes sense for us to bring this up to the design call and then work with you guys, and then we can do the work.
That, I mean, yeah, and I can certainly imagine like writing a module that takes over those functions. I think you'd also run into the argument that say like that basically you probably need to do it in a module in the since at this point 1.9 the 1.9 branch is long released and stable, we wouldn't make that change in the 1.9 release branch, although you could imagine it happening in the like platform 2.0 or like in an upcoming one as sort of a new feature, you could imagine it getting in there. But as sort of a new feature of make manage users and manage providers work together, it would probably need to happen in a module. But that should be fine.
Yeah, we will definitely bring it up.
All right. In terms of how we can communicate more effectively, I mean, I think we've had there's good discussion here in terms of in terms of where things stand. Is it on this page? The
You're not sharing your screen anymore, Burke.
oh, it unshared. So we have a description of end of life. That doesn't really seem like the right place for it. But it, you know, can we take this kind of information and turn it into a wiki page? How can we more effectively help answer the next person who comes along, other than Ada, to understand what we've talked about without having to, you know, schedule another dev forum down the road to review it? Is this stuff generally available, or where would be a good place to better describe it?
Hey Bert, I think this is really helpful. I have one more question. Maybe we can also clarify that, let's say that there's implementation or like developers who are interested in helping with like a specific module for the new features or bug fixes. What is the best approach that they should use? Let's say that should they contact the module owner, or should they go through OpenRS, and so that they can more like be the organizer with the owners and also maybe potential parties, things like that. I think that might be also helpful to talk about that.
You mean that implementation that's interested in
module specific, yeah.
A specific module, yeah. I think that's talking to whoever, you know, the person or persons that are most actively working on the module and trying to coordinate work with them.
Yeah, and also I think
the more that that's done publicly, the better the chances that, you know, other people will chime in and say, mm-hmm. Oh yes, we'd like to help with that as well. You know, we have volunteers or groups that come in and say, how can we help? And if they saw implementations talking to a particular module owner and saying, oh, we'd like to try to get this done, they might be able to jump in. So in general, I would say, you know, if you, for example, if Ampath wants to make some tweaks for say the REST module or for one of a specific module, just having that conversation in talk or something, I wouldn't expect that other people are just going to, you know, jump out of the woodwork and do the work. Ampath will probably have to do the development, but having those conversations publicly at least opens the door for opportunities that otherwise would be missed.
Yeah, and also I think some of the modules hasn't really like and the new changes for a long time, and the original owner probably moved on to something else. And for new members to the community, a lot of time they did not know they're not allowed to maybe own it. Is there a way we can send out this message that doesn't mean that only the owner can really make the decisions or be the lead? Any interested members can also take the lead. I think that's another like kind of like not very clear message in a sense.
Yeah, I mean we've had in our wish list for Modulus to do a better job of communicating, you know, modules, you know, in terms of how they're used, people rating them, you know, some metrics on activity, like how, you know, so that ideally someone could go to modulesopenmrs.org. and look at modules and be able to see from a little, you know, graph or some decoration on that module, is it something that was created 3 years ago and nobody's working on and nobody's using, or is it something that almost everybody's using and it's getting constant development? That ideally those should be easy to distinguish, and so I think. That's still, I think, on our wish list for Modulus. I don't know if we have any plans on, like, discrete plans on getting those changes in, or a roadmap for Modulus.
Well, we currently describe, you know, active downloads, release dates, last updated, and we have URLs for documentation. So I think, you know, activity-wise, that's kind of self-evident. But it doesn't really measure quality in any given way, and that's something that we still want to do. And I think we still do a very poor job at actually documenting current status. And to answer Ada's question about, you know, how does an implementation know if something's not being actively developed? Is it okay for them to kind of pick it up? And most of our modules documentation doesn't really make it clear who to contact, who's involved, how to get involved, or how to contribute. And part of that's a documentation thing. Part of it, again, goes back to, you know, assessing the quality and actual usage versus, you know, just downloads of those modules too. So I think it's a multi-factor thing that we're going to have to work through.
Do we have getting the source code? It'd be nice to have that as a link. I should be able to get to it.
Like where to find source code? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, modulus ideally point to source as a. I mean, that's just a feature request.
Yeah, that could be a new field. The intention for our template documentation for add-on modules generally on the wiki was to have that in there. Some do it. Most probably don't. I don't have specific numbers on that, but my guess is that most don't actually go out and say, here's where our code repository is.
Yeah. So, and then I think probably the contributing. So doing a document like this, trying to get to a convention of having modules, trying to encourage modules to follow that pattern is probably the most effective way for communicating how to get involved. Okay. Any other questions about support? All right. Well, thanks, Ada, for bringing this up. The piece that I think this is a good discussion, and we'll get this, we'll have our notes on the wiki under this topic, but it seems like it would also be worthwhile if there are parts of, on the wiki where you feel like, oh, this would be a good place to, I would expect to see information about how to, what's supported or what's not supported, or some of what we've discussed here is not explained well on the wiki or doesn't appear where you think it should appear, calling those out or helping us get that updated, I think would also help.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, this really helps. It clarify lots of questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking down the road. Hopefully, we don't have to point everybody to the notes from today's page to get those points across. I wonder of the things we clarified for you today, if we could find a home for those or something, a place where someone might run into them. Because instead of like yourself, kind of scratching your head and wondering, well, I don't understand what's support or not. Maybe we need just a summary page about the things we talked about today. All right. So the other topic we are getting to the last week of we're in the last week of September, and we are trying to get 2.3 out. Tharunya has a list of modules and their current status in terms of releases. It looks like we're better than 50% released, but we still have a number of things that are needing to get released before we'll be able to make a 2.3, before Tharunya will be able to move forward with that. Any chance Tharunya joined us? No, I don't see her.
Did we have a specific target date, or was it a target month?
By the end of this month is the target. So we haven't gotten to a point where we've historically wanted to aim for middle of the month, but we've our practice over the last few releases has been to try to get it done in the 11th hour and then end up at like 3 in the morning before we get it released, and then realize all the fixes that we need to do.
Well, that's why we have time zones, right? We can claim the latest.
Yeah.
I know. I specifically looked up the latest time zone on the planet and figured 11:59:59 seconds was our deadline. So are there any, when folks look at this list, are there, and specifically I'm Darius Wycliffe, when you look at the list of those things that need to get released, I mean, I know admin UI has some dependencies. I thought it was pretty much on 111 getting out, and Wycliffe will get that out. It looks like we talked about app framework, we talked about AF46.
Yeah, so that can be that can be done.
And that is that what that was the decision that we release?
I think app framework counts as a core module for purposes of this, and so they can just be called app and extension. So that change needs to be made to the code, and then it released.
I presume you're not going to do that.
Hello?
I'll do that.
You can?
Yeah.
Metadata sharing module is blocking like 3 modules. So I don't know if Rafael is on the call, but I know if that gets released, like 3 other modules get released.
Okay, so we need to reach out to Rafael.
Admin UI. I'm just waiting for the official announcement that 111.4 is out, and then it should be out. I haven't seen that email. I know probably stay in the Nexus repo, but I don't think I'm still waiting for the official announcement. Anyway, because they can.
Sorry, what official announcement?
Of what? 111 was officially announced. 111.4 was officially announced.
I haven't seen that email yet.
It came yesterday.
Looks like I didn't get it.
Yeah. 21 hours ago. So that's admin, Wycliffe sign appointment scheduling, core apps, EMR API. Willa, did you know that you were tagged for the form entry app to get a release out for that? Or decide on which release should go into the 2.3? I thought I saw Willa on the call. He's muted. There he is. I don't know if Will is talking. I can't hear him. Yes, everything's Wycliffe. So it looks like Wycliffe, you've got the vast majority of the releases. We have Mark on HTML form entry and Mike on reporting to decide, you know, get those released or determine what's going to get released.
I think the ones Mark on. I think the ones that have Mark Goodrich says the mod is good to get released should be, I can release them. The problem is that most of those modules are dependent on a module that is dependent on metadata sharing module.
Yeah, so we need to get metadata. It sounds like metadata
so
sharing.
It's blocking several other modules.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't see. Not mine. Okay. So I can maybe create a and that was on the metadata sharing, right? Metadata. I mean, ideally, we'd like to get these. I thought my there's one more. There. No, I thought my little topic would get linked there. Aww. So, yeah, ideally we'd like to try to get all these released not at on the last day of September, because that doesn't give any time for Thuronia to get the distribution release. So,
do we have? Are we set? When it's time to put this on a UAT server, are we set with that UAT server?
I know.
I just asked Ryan, and we're going by memory here. I don't think we ever got any new requests for UAT servers, but we can double check that.
Well, this isn't a new request. This is the UAT ref app request that we've been talking about over the summer. I mean, there is UAT 01 that exists, so if we don't have two of them, I suppose we can just commandeer UAT 01.
Yeah, I'm looking at Moria. I don't know if he's hearing me, but I'm presuming that he's done with 2.2 release testing. He's shaking his head yes. So that's an affirmative. So yeah, I mean that's a quick one. If we want to go ahead and do that, I'm sure he would be willing to give that up. Another head shake.
All right. And that just editing a plan in Bamboo.
I think those are I don't think it's a plan. It's a manual deploy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which hopefully has access to do, and if not, she should ask for the privileges.
I guess this is the magic up here. I must have deleted that. All right, so we'll All right. Any other pieces we need to make sure we cover? Or anticipate for Thuronia?
Documentation. I don't know if there's been any work happening on documentation of any new features.
Well, the hope was that the admin UI release would get done and documented, I think was by the 11th or something. I don't know if any documentation has been written on the new admin functions. Do you know, Wycliffe?
I do. I can add that.
Yeah, presumably just like the overall documentation just needs to be reviewed to make sure it's up to date. Like that no major screens have changed or any facts changed. We need to remember to fork or copy the wiki page to be a new version. I feel like the last couple of times we've tried to do this, we've ended up accidentally obliterating a wiki page.
Well, we have, for the release, are you talking about for like...
In addition to release notes, there's the documentation. It's a page like, I don't know, OpenMRS reference application, reference, let's see, what's it called? It's like an OpenMRS 2.x implementer documentation page. Implementer. And so I think this is just an include on this page. But basically, there should be a 2.2, and a 2. Well, there's like the 2.1 should refer to the old 2.1. This is 2.2, and then we copy.
Are these transcluded, or are they? They're just.
I'm hoping that it is just included within this top level page. Okay.
It looks like it's all just copied.
Right. Well,
which would make sense for different versions, because you wouldn't necessarily want to change it for all versions.
Right. No. Yeah. Sorry. I'm expecting that. Sorry. I thought that the page called you're looking at a page called OpenMRS 2.2. But what is OpenMRS 2.x implementer documentation?
That probably should be transcluded.
This is transcluded.
Yeah, that's a transclusion. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not even a fan of this transclusion, but yeah, as long as the 2.2 gets copied.
All right. We'll try it while witnesses are here to tell me if I failed. So I did a copy. It says copy of OpenMRS 2.2. Do you think this will work? Am I going to obliterate 2.2? I hope not.
The URL looks like it's supposed to copy a page. It's got an ID of page to copy. So it should just work. I guess the slowness of saving Confluence pages is why.
So now 2.2, 2.3. All right.
Then what happens if you go to the parent page just to make sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so good.
That's there. And this is here. And copy seemed to work in that case.
All right, so it was user error last time.
Yes. I don't know how that could be, but I guess so. All right. All right. Thanks for joining, folks. We have next week an update from Bomni, and I'm pretty sure Jamie reached out and they confirmed. So we should be in good shape to hear from the Bomni team and what work they're working on. Next week. So thank you for joining the call. Any last comments before we end the call? Always appreciate having a sofa on the call.
We appreciate sitting on it.
This sofa looks a lot nicer than the one you're sitting on. All right.
It seemed better than it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining, and thank you, Ada, for bringing up the topic. We will see you all next week for the Bomni update. In between now and then, see you in cyberspace.
Bye.